There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Sports. And they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid. But what did you expect? It's a podcast.
Hey-o. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports. Get in on the action. We got a lot. Annie Agar's on, who, what's cool about her is I literally just saw her on TikTok a long time ago. Thought she was super funny. Watch all of her videos. I got to be honest, I never really thought about getting her as a guest, but I really enjoy like her content where she's the girl who like puts on different jerseys and acts like different people, like athletes or all these teams in a meeting, and she kind of makes fun of people. It's funny, really funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and she's actually really knowledgeable about sports. So she's going to be on with us. I always kind of geek out because most folks that come on, I'm just like, oh, this is cool. We'll talk to them. They're an expert in this area. I don't know, but for some reason, because I already like liked her stuff, thought it was funny. Like it's cooler to me that she's on than like somebody that's just an expert in college basketball. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I personally just like to watch her stuff and it's hilarious. But she'll be on a little bit. Pretty excited about that. But let's get started like we always do on the late week shows with the Tittle Tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
But before we start the Tittle Tattle, I got to blow the whistle. The show hasn't even started
That's
yet.
That's true. It's true.
All right. Show's going. Question number one, Kevin.
All right. With reports coming out that Luka may want to trade this offseason, do you think re-signing Kyrie could change that?
The Kyrie thing went down as a huge disaster for this season, right? Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
I don't know if they even like each other. I don't know if they want to play with each other. I know it did not go well. It was not a good experiment. I'm still, if I am playing for the Mavericks, if I'm Luka in this situation, I still like that they tried something. Otherwise, what were they going to do? Go on as a 7, a 6, maybe a 5, win maybe a first round game. They weren't going very far. They had a ceiling. At least the Kyrie trade makes you feel like they're trying. They're spending money. They're throwing crap up against the wall. Sometimes it sticks. I just don't think these two playing together is the answer. There's only one ball, and these guys mostly thrive with the ball in their hands, both of them. Luka signed a 5-year extension for over $200 million 2 years ago. Kyrie, now, he's only here for this year. I guess he's not here anymore, here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Because it's over. And what I was hearing was they were offering him a 2-year deal already, but he wanted at least 4. But again, that's just hearsay. But I would never want Kyrie Irving. He's never been anywhere long enough to make me feel like mm-hmm. I would have any confidence in consistency of the guy or the player. Because look, I mean, it was at Duke a year. Okay, that's fine. He's ready to jump, go play pro ball. Good. Gets drafted, goes to Cleveland, right?
Yep.
It's Cleveland, not very long. Him and LeBron fight. Okay, cool. But you're thinking maybe that's a LeBron thing. Maybe LeBron doesn't like having new, young, hot Kyrie Irving. Kyrie wants the ball. LeBron cries. He don't get the ball. Turns out it wasn't really a LeBron thing. So then Kyrie goes, and we can track him all the way through, but just look at Boston. They hate him now.
Yes.
You hate him now.
Yes.
After that experience there.
Yeah, I'm so glad he's gone.
Brooklyn, they hate him. He hasn't left anywhere. He leaves skid marks in the underwear of teams that he's on. Because people are like, well, it seems like a good idea. Oh, no. Look what just...
Because he's so good.
Again, but he's so good. He is so good. He doesn't really make teams better, and he makes it all about him. So, do I think they should play together? Nope. I don't. If I'm Luka, I don't want to play with Kyrie. I don't feel like Luka liked playing with Kyrie that much. But I don't know the inner workings, what's happening there. You know, Kyrie's eligible to sign for up to $272 million with the Mavericks if it's a five-year deal. I just am not paying him that kind of money.
Mm-mm.
Now, I don't even want him for 5 years.
No.
If they sign him for two, I would get it. But if I'm Kyrie, I'm not signing anywhere for two. Because you get hurt badly, you get your guaranteed money. It's 2 years. You want to have that insurance policy. NBA's, that's money you're going to get regardless.
Yeah.
It's not like the NFL where they front load a deal or you're signing, your bonus is heavy and you get a bunch up front. But if they don't want you year three and four, they don't have to have you. They'll just cut you and save themselves some money.
Mm-hmm.
They were 9-16 after the trade for Kyrie. If they were 9-16, even if they hadn't traded for Kyrie, we'd still go, that was a disaster. Like, wow, the Mavericks really sucked the last 25 games.
Yep.
But they traded for Kyrie and still went 9-16. It's bad. Luka was in a press conference, saw him say, he's not looking to go anywhere. He loves it there. But I would say that too, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think I wouldn't want to re-sign him if I were Luka or if I were a fan of the Mavericks, just because, like you were saying, the track record of him is not good, but they got to do something for Luka. I don't know what it is, though, exactly, because Luka is so ball dominant, and they need to find some players around him. They had some good ones with Dinwiddie, but obviously they're at the Nets now. And Jalen Brunson, yeah. Like,
probably fifth in the MVP race, if I were picking this year.
Yeah, they went from the Western Conference Finals to not even being in the playoffs.
They didn't even understand what they had with Brunson. They could have got him for 5 years, $10 million a year, basically.
Yeah, so they need to find another Brunson.
Brunson wasn't even a Brunson.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what Brunson was when they had him. He would occasionally, like, Luka take a break and he would take the ball, but he was doing it a fifth of the game.
And he can distribute. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't, with Luka too, he always looks like physically, he looks like he doesn't care that much, not in his face or his actions, but I just feel like if I had that skill, I'd be a little more ripped up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're always talking about his nutrition's not good. Yes, he's very young. I just feel like if it were me, I would just work harder at being in shape, at my fitness being perfect for, you know, basically 100 games.
Do you like the comparisons of him to James Harden? Like, he doesn't take it that serious, but he's so good.
That's good. I never thought about it. I never heard that comparison.
Yeah, I heard that the other day, and I was like, that's
pretty good,
actually.
Let me think about that. I think Harden's a better shooter. I think Luka's better all around. But they're both great. At all this, they're both great. So I think Harden's a better shooter, but I would rather have Luka with the ball just going, hey, you have to score, than I would Harden. I don't mind the comparison because Harden would always show up fat, yeah. And somehow 6 hours later he was skinny.
Yeah.
It's like he walked into one of those bod pods. He's like, all right, I'm reporting. I just got traded. All right, get in the bod pod. Dang, James, you're 40 pounds overweight. Hold on. And he comes out he's skinny again. And we're like, wait, what? And then you're like, did his beard make him look fat?
Right.
Because, yeah, he would just not be in shape certain places.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do understand that comparison because you're like, do they really want it? But they're also so good. And you feel like if they just, I don't know, put in 28% more.
28.
That they could be freaking... They're already Hall of Fame. They're both going to be the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But they could be like one of the greatest of all time. Neither one of them have ever been the best player in the league while they're in the league.
Mm.
They've always been, I think they're both have been top five.
Yeah.
But you're not going to say you take Luka over Giannis. Probably not even Embiid. Tatum has now, I'm not going to say eclipsed. I say Tatum's that with Luka in that same category. Maybe still take Luka a little, but Tatum's there in striking distance from him. That's a good comparison. I like it. Never thought about it.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to, if I'm them, I don't want to play together.
No.
I don't want to play together.
No.
All right, next.
All right, going to your Lakers, surviving OT the other night against the Timberwolves. Are you still as confident in their ceiling?
Yeah, I don't care what happens. Just win. Just advance. That's it. Advance, survive. That is thriving. Just surviving is thriving. That's it. Absolutely. I think that the refs also love the Lakers because the league loves the Lakers and the league needs the Lakers to exist because A, LeBron, B, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. That's a massive market for media, for television. Mostly LeBron. But I think, and you look at the disparity between the free throws, the foul shots that the Lakers had versus everybody else. It was like so different this year. Like hundreds different.
Yeah. I think I heard it was like 200 more than the next closest.
It was crazy. So if you don't think the league loves the Lakers, you're probably a little insane. I still feel like they can win it. I don't think they will. I'm going to say it again. I don't think they'll be one at all. I think the Suns come out of the West, but I do think the Lakers can do it. I think they can get to the Western Conference Finals. I need to look at the bracket again, but I think the Lakers can do it. I think the Suns will do it, but I would say the Lakers right behind them.
So you still like them against Memphis?
Oh, yeah. I love them against Memphis. Let's go. And I made money because they made the playoffs.
That's true. That is true.
So I just hit my bet, and they were not doing well whenever I made the bet.
Yeah.
So I just needed the Lakers to make the playoffs. All right, okay. Next up.
Which 4-5 matchup are you looking forward to the most, the one in the East or the West?
The West matchup is Suns and Clippers, right?
Yes.
So what I like about that is I just want to see KD play. He is top 10 of all time, right there around that 10. That'd be an interesting thing for me just to figure out who, off the top of my head. Let me try to run it real quick. All time, LeBron, Jordan, Kareem. I'm going to miss out on some of the guys like Wilt Chamberlain because I have no knowledge. And I didn't have a dad that was like, Wilt Chamberlain's the best. I mean, I didn't have a dad, really, so I don't have that influence. But I can see that Dr. J, Wilt Chamberlain, so I'm going to put them a little later than most people would. So I'm going to go 1, LeBron, 2, Jordan, 3, who did I say for 3? Kareem. 4, Magic, 5, Bird, 6, Wilt, 7, what the crap. Durant. I'm tired of this game anyway. Who did I miss, though?
I was thinking like Shaq, Hakeem.
I'm not going to put Shaq there. Dominant,
Kobe.
Yes. Oh, Kobe. I miss Kobe.
Of course, for sure
miss Kobe. I'd put Kobe like 6 or 7.
Okay. Ahead of KD?
Yeah, for now.
Okay.
I think if KD can win another ring, I think I put Steph above KD too right now.
Ooh.
I think, but if KD wins another ring, I think he kind of jumps over those guys. But KD to me is a top 9, 10, 11 player of all time. I just threw those off the top of my head. And I did say LeBron over Jordan, and I did get to watch both of them. I think LeBron does way more, can do way more things, has played for way longer. The only thing he doesn't have are the 6 rings, but he also hasn't had consistency and superstars with him. Now, some of that's been his own fault, him leaving. I just think if I'm picking one, I take LeBron. I get it. You love Jordan. I think Jordan's awesome too. But I'm going to go, that Suns-Clippers matchup is interesting because just KD is changing the whole West. I look at the whole Western side of that different because of KD.
Yeah.
He's that freaking, if LeBron wasn't in the league, he'd be the best player or would have been for a decade.
Yep.
He's 7 foot tall. He shoots 40% from 3. He's a better Dirk than Dirk was. And Dirk gets all the credit for being the big Dirk, for the guy that can shoot, that can handle the ball. Like, KD's awesome.
Yeah.
So that to me is interesting. And also the Clippers playing with Russ and Durant playing against each other, although Russ is saying it's not a big deal.
But it is.
He doesn't really care. Suns are 8-0 with KD in the lineup this year. And eventually they have to lose a game, right? Like, they can't do it. They're not going to sweep the Clippers. So I like that. The Cavs and Knicks are on the East, right? That's the 4-5?
Yeah.
We talked about the Knicks. We talked about Brunson. And those are two teams that really haven't won consistently at all over the past 10 years. So I'm not as interested, but I'm still pretty interested in both of these series, if I'm being honest. The Knicks beat the Cavs, 3-1 this year. But the Knicks, we talk about no consistency. They haven't won a playoff game in, almost 10 years, 10 years, or series
yeah,
since
series,
then?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Playoff games, yes, they have won. And the Trae Young Knicks from a couple years ago, you remember that when Trae Young was in Madison Square Garden and just fighting with the Knicks the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So they have won games, but no series. Julius Randle still questionable for game one. But I'm going to go with the Suns and Clippers because mostly I'm just extremely invested and interested in the West, especially early. When we get to, on the East, the Celtics and the Bucks and the Sixers, that's when I'm really going to start to feel like I want to spend my time and invest it here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those teams coming out of the East, obviously, and I'm just looking forward to the matchup in the Eastern Conference Finals mm-hmm. because it'll be two of those teams,
yeah.
in my opinion. I do hope, and now this is, we're recording this on Thursday, this is when the show goes out, Pat Bev won again with the Bulls in the first play-in game. They got to win another one to get there. Pat Bev is apparently Mr. Play-in. It's awesome. If there's a play-in game, he's there. I want him to jump on the table like he did with Minnesota last year. Like, just go crazy. I love Pat Bev. Big Pat Bev guy. All right, next up.
Going to the NFL, as the hype around Anthony Richardson kind of dies down and the draft gets closer, do you think it's a lock with Bryce Young going number one?
You know what's funny? Remember when it was C.J. Stroud, the lock, and the Vegas odds were so big that C.J. Stroud was going to be the number one pick?
Mm-hmm.
He was at like minus 200, and it flipped so quick. And now you're right, it's completely the other way now, where Bryce Young looked at it as minus 360. He's the big favorite. Stroud at 225 and Anthony Richardson at plus 2,000. So, yeah, what do I know about a lock? Because even Vegas doesn't know really who the lock is, because at one point, C.J. Stroud was by far the best or worst odds, how you define it. But, yeah, Bryce Young goes at one. I don't think the Panthers are going to trade it. I mean, right to have a quarterback, though, that is not huge, because Frank Reich likes, you look at his body of work and all the quarterbacks he's had, they've all been like 6'4", 6'5", guys.
Yeah.
They've all been pocket passers, big arms, super athletic, tall guys. Bryce Young, a different quarterback than what he's used to, but I do think he goes number one only because I'm being told by people that I trust he's going to go number one.
Yeah.
And mostly I trust the lines. And Bryce Young's been the favorite for a while. The Texans are at two. They will go after a quarterback, probably C.J. Stroud. The Cardinals are at three. They're going to trade that pick to who? I don't know. That's a pretty valuable spot there.
Yeah.
Because at three, you can get Levis. And maybe you don't feel like Levis is the number three pick. But if you do, or if you're like, I want to go, we take a flyer on Anthony Richardson. Or, Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
That you go to that three spot. I was reading a tweet yesterday from, I believe, SEC Mike. And they were quoting someone saying that a lot of the NFL teams were just looking at Anthony Richardson and going, wow, he could be one of the best quarterbacks. He's going to be the best running quarterback in the NFL. And if he can just improve his accuracy. What SEC Mike said was, you know, there are certain coaches in college who will not even recruit a kid unless they're accurate in high school, because as you jump levels, your accuracy almost never gets better, especially way better, because the talent you're up against is also harder.
Yeah, the windows are smaller.
So it's hard for him to have better accuracy and have smaller places to throw to.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you play another year at Florida, you're like, we're rooting for better accuracy. Okay, it's a second year against the same competition. But rarely, according to SEC Mike, is there a player who just gets better as they jump a level?
Interesting.
I wouldn't draft Anthony Richardson in the top 15.
No.
But I'm also not running an NFL team, and I haven't seen him in person because I might fall in love with him like everybody else did. Be like, dang, he's huge. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And also, there is value to taking a risk on a quarterback if it works out, because they're so hard to find. And if you're going to suck, you might as well suck going down in flames. Yeah. Better to suck going down in flames and trying something than to suck with a retread quarterback.
Doesn't seem like
is not going to win.
Josh Allen has really changed that narrative too, taking that flyer on the quarterback, because we all forget Mitch Trubisky. I mean, he was kind of the same thing, and he, you know, still around. But
Josh Allen is a really good example of that. I mean, even Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, true.
Who will go down as one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
You know, at Texas Tech, he really wasn't someone who won a lot of big games. They didn't play for the national championship. I don't even think they played in one of the BCS games.
Mm-mm.
So, and then he came in and he obviously wasn't the starter. He did have a year. Andy Reid, though, is Picasso with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So a lot of it, too, as we've talked about on this show, is if you're a quarterback, it doesn't matter how good you are. You have to be put in a situation where you can have players and coaches that support you, your athleticism, the style has to match, the organization has to, because there are a lot of really good quarterbacks who just went out to swim and died because they were put in an ocean that was angry.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would still take Anthony Richardson if I was one of these teams and I was at 4, 5, 6, and you have nothing else to do. I think the Colts probably try to move up into that 3 spot from 4, and not because they feel like just 1 spot makes a difference, but it's to block the other teams from getting that number 3 spot.
Exactly.
Unless they're just sold on Levis. But again, somebody could jump them. I guess there's safety in that 4 spot where you know that Levis or Richardson will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at who's the next quarterback on, and it's probably Hooker from Tennessee, coming off an injury.
Yeah.
But still had a really good senior season. He's not really able to go hard in like the pro days because he's not all the way back yet, I don't think, from what I've read.
Yeah, no, I think he's out. He'll probably be out for the next year.
So, oh, completely?
Well, that's what people are saying. He'll probably get drafted to be a backup. Like, a lot of people are saying the Seahawks, but I'm, their second pick.
Yeah, I'm saying, though, but he can play next year. I thought you said he's going to sit out next year. You're saying he's going to he could probably do nothing?
No, he can, but people are on the fence about if he's going to be able to. Nobody's ever said, hey, he's going to play for sure. He can play for sure.
Yeah, that third pick's interesting what the Cardinals do with it, because they can probably get something pretty good out of it. Mm-hmm. They need something pretty good. They don't need a quarterback. They got Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think Bryce Young is the guy. He'll go number one. Next.
Which move do you think will happen first, Lamar to leave or stay over there in Baltimore, or Aaron Rodgers to the Jets finally becoming official?
I would say Lamar to stay if I'm really dialing down. When they went and got OBJ, you just go, something's up. That's the only reason I think that, is because they're still making moves, and they're making moves on a receiver that I probably wouldn't invest that much in unless there was somebody specifically that really believed in him. And my thought is it tends to be Lamar more than it is Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these teams, the Jets, another example, they get all the pieces in place, and especially pieces that the quarterbacks are familiar with if they're trying to lure that quarterback in. So I would think it would be Lamar, although if neither one of them happened, they're just both going to happen after the draft, though. That's what I think's happening. I think the draft's going to happen, and they're both going to happen one way or the other.
Yeah.
I can't see this close to the draft either one of them now going, all right, we're ready to make a decision. So, but I still think Lamar before Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers ever plays again.
I know.
Or I don't know if he just shows up at halftime of game 3 with the wrong jersey and they still put, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers. Or he shows up to the USFL this week to play.
Yes, I want to see that.
All right, what else?
Speaking of the USFL, do you have any interest in it kicking off this weekend?
I don't. And it's not because I'm a hater. It's because I still get XFL, USFL, CFL, BFL, FFL, FFL. I don't, all the differences. And they're like, wow, look at this group of players that you once heard of a long time ago playing for them.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference. And I didn't watch a whole lot of XFL. I watched that first week and only some.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched some random highlights. But I didn't care that much about it because there wasn't anything that made me go and be like, I have to watch this. I give you an example of something I never watched, but there was something that made me go, I have to watch this. Caitlin Clark at Iowa. I don't spend a lot of time watching women's college basketball. I'll watch Arkansas women's college basketball, especially if our team's pretty good, middle half of the year on. But Iowa had Caitlin Clark, who was so dynamic, you just had to watch her. That's it. You're seeing clips, highlights, she's killing it. People are talking about it. National championship game. That was it. That was the spot that a lot of us went to and said, let me see with my own eyes, because you had somebody that drew you there. Just football. Just bad football is not going to make us go watch it. We're not that hard up. We just had the Masters. We just finished with, baseball started, but we just finished with college basketball, the NCAA tournament. We're pretty good. We love football, but we're pretty good. We're not starving for sports. It's not the pandemic whenever nothing was happening. And if there's freaking ping pong on, we're like, two people are near each other in the same room. I got to watch it.
Handball.
Yeah, we don't need it. So, no, they just need something or some rule or something that we have to see to get people there to take a little taste to make us want to go back. So, I didn't even know the season was kicking off this weekend.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming, but XFL just ended and it's.
It hasn't even ended.
Oh, it hasn't ended?
Like, playoffs are about to start. I'm pretty sure this week.
I know nothing. Yeah. I know nothing. Okay. Is that it or you got more?
That's all.
Let's go. A reminder, the 25 Whistles brought to you by our great friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action. I am excited about the NBA playoffs. I am rarely this excited about the early rounds of the NBA playoffs. I like the play-in games. I like the play-in games.
I cannot lie.
Yeah. It's just an extra wrinkle. I need a play-in team, though, to do well, like a wild-card team in baseball. Those wild-card teams in baseball, they're playing hot at the right time, and they win the World Series at times. It's pretty cool to see. I like to see a play-in team do pretty well because then it gives you a reason to just care a little bit more because you're like, of course they can. Right now, I don't feel like any of the play-in teams, the Lakers, I do feel like can do some damage, but only because they have LeBron. That's it. It's not even about the team. LeBron's played 20 years, and he's still going to make an All-NBA team. I would imagine he'd make one of the All-NBA teams this year. Not first team, but he's 20 years in. He's getting Angelina Jolie on stuff, meaning she was like hottest woman of the year so many years in a row that even though she was still super hot to people, they were like, we can't put her on the list. She's already been on it 4 years in a row. And people got tired of her because they held her up so high for so long. Mm-hmm. We don't even understand how great LeBron is and how great it is that he's been not even effective, but dominant over 20 years. Reed's only 16. Reed hasn't even been around that long, buddy.
Nope, I have not.
Yes. So the playoff games got me excited. Knicks and Cavs. Cavs -5. Warriors and Kings. Kings. Hey, listen, that game there, that series there is really cool because the Kings need respect. I think I saw they were one of the top three most efficient offenses in the history of the NBA from this year.
Wow.
Right.
History.
But efficient. It's not like most. Yes. I don't even know how they get that stat.
Me neither.
I was just like, wow, efficient. And then I moved on.
Probably a lot of math.
Yeah, or he just finds a reason to say somebody's good. There's a lot of ways to do that.
Okay.
But the Kings are a 1-point favorite at home. I still feel like the Warriors are going to rock through that, but good for the Kings. Good for the fans in Sacramento who have always had terrible teams. Mm-hmm. Lakers and Grizz. Grizz are 3.5-point favorites in that first game. I'm going to jump all over Lakers on that one, which probably means I'm wrong. Anytime I want to jump on something, I'm probably wrong. So let's go. If you want to take the 25 whistles, you know, we're not parlaying these games right here this week, but those are a few of the games. I guess the one on that I want to jump on is the Lakers because they're getting 3.5 points. I know the Grizz are rested, but LeBron has a need to rest. He gets in like that hyper chamber or whatever that is.
His $1 million that he spends on his body.
A year. He spends $1 million. That's an investment.
Yeah.
So if you want to take the 25 whistles parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know what I have coming up is a teleconference with my doctor. I have that in about 45 minutes.
Interesting.
I need 10 minutes to get home. We got plenty of time, but it's cool what we now accept as normal when it was so abnormal because of the pandemic. Obviously, a lot of bad things happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want it to be like, oh, look, at you. Why are you talking about everything's good, pandemic? It's not. Shut up. Stop sending me DMs. Second of all, from that, we had to learn different styles even of communication. And we started just talking with doctors on FaceTime. And so now they literally can do telehealth calls, like a checkout, because my insurance, I have to like have a meeting with my doctor, especially some of the TV projects I do that are physical. I have to like meet with my doctor and they got to check me off all this stuff. There's also the not really supposed to talk about it, but I'm still trying to get medically cleared for the Blue Angels.
Oh.
Right.
Nice. So you did say yes.
Well, what actually happened was the Navy, who has the final answer to this, hasn't cleared. So I was asked to do it, but I really wasn't said yes, will you do it, and you can do it. They're like, would you do it? And then if I say yes, then they tell me if I can or can't do it.
Interesting.
I thought the same thing.
What would hinder, did they say, like, why you couldn't or what?
Doctor.
Okay.
So I got to get.
Psychological test?
I'm good there. That's about the only place I have. So, yeah, physical. Like, they don't want you to get up there and, like, your heart stop or something.
Oh, okay. So you tell them I work out a lot?
So I got to do these calls. No. I don't really ever say that. Because okay. Then I don't look like it. Yeah. You know? YouTube unveiled their Sunday ticket pricing, which is awesome. I'm so excited that it is now on YouTube TV. I have YouTube TV. It's not even about that. I would get YouTube TV if I didn't have it and this was coming next football season. So it's amazing. By the way, YouTube TV is awesome. I don't know if you guys don't have it. I get it. Cause forever I was like, I don't need YouTube as my TV. I don't want to have to go to YouTube to watch TV. However, if you have a smart TV, or I use it on my Apple TV, I just go to YouTube TV, or the phone. I watch so much stuff on my phone, mm-hmm. and you get every channel, and then it starts to be like, oh, we know what you like to watch. So anytime there's any game on, it's up first in my little selection. YouTube TV is awesome. This is not a commercial.
I have it too.
How long have you had it?
A little over a year.
Mike, do you have YouTube TV?
No, just regular YouTube.
Well, everybody has that.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
YouTube TV, it really is amazing. And so Sunday ticket information, because they're going to have it. If you already subscribe to YouTube TV, your price will be $349 for the entire season. So if you already have YouTube TV, so it's going to be more than that if you're not, right?
Yeah, so we're good.
So $349 for the entire season, $249 if you subscribe before June 6th. So, dang, that's a big benefit. If you're not a subscriber, but you become a subscriber before June 6th, it's even cheaper.
Yeah.
What if you just start a new account? Cancel one, start a new one.
Cancel your current one?
Yeah, and then I'm under Blobby Jones. Or
get Blobby Jones.
Yeah, get that discount.
Let's go.
If you're not a subscriber to YouTube TV, you don't have to subscribe to YouTube TV. The price will be $4.49 for the season. Mm. Or you can buy it for $3.49, which is what I'm going to have to pay as a subscriber, if you order it before June 6th. None of the package will include NFL Red Zone. If you want that added, you have to tack on another $40. So it ain't cheap. But what I do like is that it is an option and that I have right now the money to do it.
It's so worth it, though.
If you have it, it's very worth it.
Yeah, because I haven't had
big,
it.
Big fantasy football,
yeah.
Big, you know, DraftKings.
You're not in your team's area where you can watch the local games.
Nah, it's awesome. I missed it so much. I would only watch Red Zone the last few years. I used to have DirecTV.
Yeah, same.
And I had it. It was the greatest thing ever. I just flip every game to game. Oh, my running back's got the ball over here. Let me flip over and watch this game while they're on offense. For a fantasy football player, it was the best.
Yes.
So super excited that I now have the option to get it. I guess I had the option in some weird way with DirecTV and some app. Anytime Eddie'd be like, just go pay for it and act like a student. I'm like, I don't know. Some feel shady about that.
Yeah, that feels weird.
Use the student email.
Yeah. He's like, what is this, Facebook in 2004? And he's like, no, you can get it, man. You just tell them you're a student. Tell who? Yeah. And if they have to see me, they're going to know that ain't true. Antonio Brown hit with a lawsuit from a jeweler. You know, I bet you Antonio Brown's always been nuts. But when he's so good of an athlete and he's making a difference on a team that's winning, that kind of gets put to the wayside because we just care about the Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver that's making the catches. But now that he's out and he probably's just bored, it's just so much stupidity from him, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like every time it's like his wiener in a pool. It's his, somebody saying he did that. I feel like Antonio Brown wouldn't be a fun friend. I wouldn't want to be Antonio Brown's friend.
No.
Just so much drama.
Yeah.
He's been hit with a $1.1 million lawsuit from a celebrity jeweler named Shooky International. In the suit, he says he gave Brown several pieces of jewelry back in 2022 under the promise that AB would pay him close to $1 million for it. Antonio Brown even made a rap song titled Shooky Diamonds about it last year. Here you go. Shooky Diamonds, Shooky Diamonds, Fingers Diamonds, Emerald Diamonds, Girlfriend's Diamonds. I mean, he's right there saying it.
Yeah.
You don't make that song unless you got Shooky's Diamonds. You know what
he's
mean?
Definitely talking about it.
The two of them have gotten together on stage to perform. He's supposed to pay the tab by December 1st. Hasn't done it. I don't know what's happening, but it's just always something that is not positive about Antonio Brown. Maybe they're, hiding the positive stuff. That usually ain't how it works.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like he likes the drama nowadays where he's just like, I got to get back in the news.
Or he's just an idiot.
That too.
Because I don't know I want to get in the news for this.
Yeah.
I want to screw over Shooky International.
Not Shooky.
A 5-year high for the Masters ratings. The 87th Masters was a hit. The rain sucked. Mm-hmm. Them having to call it days. It got a little poor at times. Even the play, because it was raining before they would call it and scores would go down. I mean, Justin Thomas got so unfortunate. He missed the cut because the weather was bad. I don't think he plays that badly on round two, which was day three, if it's not raining pretty good at the end. He didn't play well. I'm not saying he played well. I think he makes the cut if it's not raining like it was.
Yeah.
So it definitely affected certain people. That's golf, though, right? You mm-hmm. play in the morning versus afternoon. Sometimes weather's good. Sometimes weather's not good. But it was also, I love a big-name golfer in it, or two, and also maybe a golfer that you don't know because you like to root for the underdog. And as fun as it is to have a bunch of underdogs up top, I'll compare it to college basketball in the Final Four. You don't want to see all the underdogs because then you don't even know what underdog to pull for. We just need one in there. Mm-hmm. We just need one. We don't need to know them, but we don't need two. That's confusing to us. And then we need a big player either we like or we hate.
Yes.
We need some sort of rivalry, David and Goliath, good guy, bad guy, two old, you know, golfers or friends that used to compete all the time, rival. We just need something to root for like a big finale. And that's what we had here. Because you had Koepka, who led the whole time, basically, until he didn't. I mean, he launched quick, day one,
yeah.
Day two. I mean, collapsed day four. I don't want to say days, round four, because the days sometimes got mixed up into because of the rain. But it was, everybody's rooting for Jon Rahm, who's probably never been rooted for that much in his whole life.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was going against anybody else other than, maybe not anybody, but Brooks. Because so many people root against Brooks or are so hardcore for Brooks. It just makes it that much
better.
Is there
a big pro Brooks?
Actually, no. I don't know.
I know there's some. I mean, Brooks was so unlikable in Full Swing.
We were on the course last weekend talking about that, and the guy that we got paired up with, he said the same thing. He's like, man, ever since I watched Full Swing, I can't stand that.
Same.
Guy.
I always thought, you know, who cares? Big athletic golfer, really dominant at times, fell off, injured. But now that I've watched him on Full Swing, I'm like, I don't like him. For Jon Rahm, I don't really know well enough, but I was rooting for Jon Rahm. Mm-hmm. And Jon Rahm deserved to win the Masters because he's so good. You hope a guy like that gets to win the Masters at least once.
Yeah.
So that's it. I mean, it was those that was the match. It was Jon Rahm and Brooks Koepka. You wanted the live guy and the PGA guy. You really didn't care about the other thing. I think when they let these live guys play in the majors, which aren't PGA events, because they're not on the PGA tour, they're Masters separate, I think they make them wear like black or something. Or like if you're a live guy, you have to wear whatever the villain colors are.
Yeah, I think Phil was in all black, wasn't he?
Phil's always in all black now. It's weird.
Yeah.
Phil also is like skinnier. Phil shot at what, 65 the last round?
Yeah.
Crazy. And all of a sudden, Phil's in third place. And you're like, wait, how did that happen? Because they didn't spend a lot of time showing him.
No. Got to be on purpose, right? I mean, he wasn't at the top, I guess, but.
He came through at the very end, obviously, that last day, second half of the last day. He was playing out of his mind, but nobody really cared. So they would go to him some. But it was really all about Koepka and Rahm, and it was Spieth, because people like Spieth, and so they were showing him kind of climbing back into it, but he was like 5 holes ahead of them, so he was on like 16, 3 shots back. That's before he pulled into the woods, and you're like, does he have a chance? Well, he didn't have enough holes to really have a chance, lest the top guys collapse, but the ratings were good, and the ratings were good, not because people love golf, but because people love golf, and people love to see rivals. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so much the people, but it was the PGA versus the LIV, in my opinion.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Major League games are getting so short, teams are now extending beer sales. Used to be seventh inning, but now they're going, hey, we're not making that much money anymore because seventh inning comes a lot quicker. So now eighth inning. They'll give an extra inning.
I love it.
Why not just sell beer the whole time?
Yeah, it's going to get to that.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You think, first of all, you can have beer the whole time. You just can't buy it. So what you do is you buy four of them in the seventh inning for the next two innings.
Been there plenty of times.
Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury is going to join USC as an offensive analyst. Those analysts are kind of where the real money's made, not by the person that's the analyst, but by the coaches. If you get a great analyst, their only job is to focus on one certain thing. If you're an offensive analyst, you're focusing on one certain thing, and you're making sure that exact little thing is done right. And so it's also rehab for coaches who have been fired.
It's so true.
Saban has like the ultimate analyst rehab. He also has 20 analysts, and you have a staff of like 40 people, and one of the analysts is only watching the hands of the defensive lineman. You better believe those hands of the defensive lineman are going to be really good.
Caleb Williams is going to be unreal.
It's NBA playoffs time. That means big hoops action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Get in on the excitement of every game with a touch of a button. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Plus, everyone can score a no-sweat same-game parlay every day during the NFL playoffs. Let's go. Open the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Opt in. Place a same-game parlay on any NBA game. If that doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. There you go. Let's get it. Playoffs are here. Download the app now. Sign up with the code BobbySports. That's the code you need, BobbySports. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. 21 and up in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. We're going to talk with Annie Agar here, which is pretty cool. NFL correspondent, content creator. That's how I got to know her. I mean, I didn't know her. You feel like you know somebody if you follow them on Instagram or TikTok, though.
True.
And she's really good. She's gained over 1.2 million followers across her social since 2020. If you haven't seen the videos yet, she recaps each week around the NFL and the top storylines with a comical spin to it because she's every character. It's like, okay, NFL owner meetings. And then she's like the Eagles. Then she's the Jets. And they're talking to each other. You got to kind of see what's up. But, you know, she started making these videos during COVID. In her first video, what she talked about was a Big Ten, like all the teams from the Big Ten. It got over 3 million views quickly. And so we have a clip here, Mike. Mm-hmm. Just a little something to give people an idea.
All right, guys. Before we get to the Super Bowl, there's a lot that's happened in the past couple weeks we need to address. First of all, Tom Brady is retired again. In the past 12 months, we've had two Tom Brady retirements and about 14 Carlos Correa contracts. Tom Brady has more retirements than Aaron Rodgers has rings. Thank you, Chicago. Thanks for that.
So she's playing all these different characters, and it's by the shirt and jersey she's wearing. So it's awesome. You can find Annie on TikTok and Instagram at AnnieAgar5. And now let's go to the interview with Annie Agar. Annie, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, good. It's cool to talk to you because I'm one of the many people who would just come across you on TikTok, you know, a couple years ago. And it was like, oh, man, she's hilarious. She's doing all the different people in the room. And, you know, and now you're everywhere. And it's super cool to see that someone with, you know, a creative idea followed that and now they are having a successful career. So just congratulations to you for all that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's been fun so far. It's kind of a fun way to connect with the fans. And the way it started was just an idea on TikTok, like you said. And it's amazing how many people wanted this kind of content and wanted this kind of humor. It's like a good comedic relief, you know?
Well, also you wouldn't be able to do it if you didn't know what you're talking about, right? It's hard to you know, as someone who tells jokes, I got to be able to tell jokes. I have to know what my subject matter is too. So it's not like you're just a casual sports fan and you decided to do all this content. Like, you're so dialed in. And when I heard that you were going to come on with us, I wanted to ask you some real questions because I think you're super smart. And so, and I think you're extremely dialed in as well. So let's start.
Great chance to prove you wrong.
Well, listen, I'm wrong all the time, so don't feel like that's a thing. But I do want to talk about the NFL draft for a second, especially the top five picks, like the teams that have the top five picks, and because there are basically four quarterbacks. Like, how are you seeing this thing shake out as we get closer to the draft?
there was some question about drama going into it. I think it's pretty straightforward now. We know Bryce Young is going to go number one overall. We know the quarterbacks are going to fall. But I think the question comes with the Cardinals pick and whether there will be a trade there. I think that's the first opportunity for a trade. Will they trade to Seattle? Probably not, because they're within the division. I wouldn't do it personally. But you look at these teams that need a franchise quarterback. The Raiders are one of those teams that could trade up. The Colts, it's going to shake up around three. But like you said, I think, you know, Bryce Young and CJ Stroud are going to go off the board. I personally love CJ because I'm an Ohio State fan. Living in Michigan, I don't ask me to explain it because I don't understand it either. I think it'll shake up around three. The first five are pretty solid though. Like edge rushers are going to be really hot in this draft too. So that's kind of my first overall opinion of the first five picks.
What about the Packers? Are you a Packers fan? I feel like by watching your videos, you either go hard at the Packers or talk about the Packers enough. Where do you fall in that Packers world?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Again, don't know how that fandom happened. I am so done talking about Aaron Rodgers. I can't even explain to you. I want this man to be traded yesterday. And I think the majority of Packers fans feel the same way. You know what I think is going to be shocking? I think that the Packers actually might draft a wide receiver in the first round, or Aaron Rodgers is going to show up to mandatory minicamp. One of those two things has never happened in the past for Packers fans, and that might happen this year. So either way, We're going to have a surprise come draft time.
I mean, the irony of if they draft a wide receiver in the first round after Rodgers constantly called for it and cried for it, and if they do it when he finally leaves or when he's probably not coming back. I mean, kind of funny if you're not a Packers fan that was with Aaron Rodgers all those years.
Keywords being not a Packers fan. I know. And you know what's ironic? We built a team around him, right? We allegedly got the tools that he wanted. Then he said we didn't. But guess who he's taking with him to New York? Everybody that we got. So yeah. I can't even begin to tell you how frustrated I am with that man.
And the people that he's taking for the most part are like 50 years old. You know, I'm surprised he's not bringing Jordy Nelson back. Like, I demand Jordy Nelson get a contract at this point. I feel like, though, with the Jets and Rodgers saying, you know, he intends to sign with the Jets. He obviously hasn't signed anything and they're probably waiting until after the draft. I feel like, though, that gives the Packers and the Jets that trade dynamic. Like, the Packers can probably won't get as much for Rodgers now that he said he already wants to go to the Jets. I feel like there's a weird thing to say and not actually do. How do you feel that's going to shake out? Like, I know what the Packers are wanting, but the Jets can be like, we know he wants to come here. We're not going to give you everything you're asking for.
Right. Yeah, I think that was a big issue too. And so everybody's like, oh, you know, Rodgers is all about the drama and kind of focused on himself. And when you have a team say, we are done with you, we're moving on to Jordan Love, and you still are kind of holding them hostage, it's very frustrating. But I think it does play into what we can get for him, because I 100% was thinking first rounder. There's no way for Aaron Rodgers, you know, a four-time MVP, you're not going to get a first round draft pick for him. Now he's committed to New York. The Packers don't want him. We're done with him. I'm not looking forward to what we're going to be getting in return for him.
Yeah, it's almost like the Jets are like, he's already coming here. We don't have to give you a whole lot. Like,
right.
I feel like he, again, painted the Packers in a weird position. But how funny, again, if he just shows up at minicamp, not saying anything. Just like, all right, boys, I'm back. Let's go.
Apparently, he's done this. This is some insider information. Apparently, he's done this before with Packers front office. I mean, we obviously know he has a bad relationship with the Packers front office. He'll just not keep them in the loop and then just show up out of the blue and be like, oh, yeah, we're fine. He's like a toxic ex-girlfriend that'll just break up with you one day and then come back the next week and be like, what are you talking about? We didn't break up. Terrible.
So I won't mention the name, but we have a friend-ish, and him and Aaron Rodgers would play golf together at some of these golfing events. And Aaron Rodgers was like, hey, here's my cell phone number. Call me. And my friend would like text him, you know, after a good game, and never would hear anything back. And then finally saw Aaron Rodgers again at this course, and he went up. He's like, hey, man, I've tried to text you a few times. And Aaron's like, yeah, I changed my number. And he goes, oh, cool, what's the number? He goes, well, if I'd wanted you to have it, I'd have given it to you. And so it's like that kind of vibe.
Oh,
I don't know, wow, Aaron Rodgers. But
he pulled the Adam Schefter, lose my number.
Yeah, jeez. Or like, you never had it, so I guess you can't find it. So, you know, I get it. He is still, it feels like he's 100 years old, but he's still really good. Like, that's the only thing. Because he almost willed your team back into the playoffs after having a broken finger or messed up hand the whole year. Okay, Packers aside, who have you been able to spend time with NFL-wise where you're like, man, this is a reality? Like, I took this thing from some really smart content ideas to now I'm getting to do things that I never kind of dreamed that I would get to do.
Recently, I had hosted the NFL honors during the Super Bowl, the red carpet, and that was incredible, because guys like Dak Prescott came up, George Kittle came up. It was just a row of people that I make fun of, basically, coming up to talk to me. And I remember a lot of them, I'd ask, like Sauce Gardner, I was like, Because he came up and he's like, oh, I know you. And I was like, oh, no, is this, you know, is this a good or a bad thing? But luckily, he had a good year. So it was a good thing for him. But like George Kittle came up and said, you know, my wife's a big fan of your video. Love your content. Super great. So stuff like that, when the players, I know the players have seen it, even if they don't have a reaction to it, that really solidifies that this is something and they're, you know, getting a kick out of it too. So the NFL Honors was probably the coolest thing I've done so far, other than obviously Super Bowls and stuff like that.
Do you ever feel... Because I definitely wouldn't say your stuff is mean-spirited at all. And if you don't know Anne, if you don't follow her or watch her videos on TikTok, it's quite funny and you're fairly making fun of people. As a comedian, I do it too, where I probably go over the line a little bit, but I never feel like yours are out of line, especially if it's a bad team or a badly run organization. It's always about a badly run organization that everybody knows. But do you ever feel guilty where you're like, should I have said that? Do you ever question it?
Absolutely not. No, there was, like you said in the beginning of the show, I try to make the jokes tasteful to each fan base. You know, you really have to do the research. And people think, you know, maybe I have people that write this for me. I write it all myself. But I spend probably 7 or 8 hours that Monday morning after the game just researching what every fan base felt about certain jokes. Because I can make all the jokes in the world that I think are funny to me, but I want to really hit the fan base's inside jokes and reference a game that have or a play that happened back in the 90s, you know, or something that's relevant to what happened this week. So it's a lot of research and I try to make the jokes, like I don't joke about injuries or stuff like that. But if you do something stupid on the field, I will be calling it out for sure.
Have you created any fully and thought either A, it's not that funny, I'm not going to post it, or B, you posted it and went, man, people aren't feeling or getting what I was saying by it, so let me go ahead and pull it down.
No, it's never been something like that. Sometimes the jokes, people will miss that maybe, or I'll think something's a really, you know, it's really going to hit and it doesn't. But usually there's so many jokes in each video that someone hopefully will find something funny that fits what they wanted to hear. So luckily, knock on wood, people have been super supportive and great about the content and they really like it so far.
So you went to school to do sports broadcasting?
I did, yes.
With what in mind specifically you went in to be in what area?
That's a good question. I studied sports broadcasting. I went to Grand Valley up in northern Michigan. And they had, they're a big football program. Matthew Judon went there. So that's our claim to fame. But I kind of went in not really knowing. I knew I wanted to get to the next level. I knew I wanted to be at ESPN or some higher network, which is absolutely amazing looking back. And I tell everybody this, you know, if you have this goal in mind, it totally solidifies that you can get there to me, because I always had that goal up there. And little did I know social media would be the way to get there. And I didn't know that for so long because it wasn't as big in college, obviously. And then it progressively got bigger and bigger and COVID really opened it up. And I thought, okay, now's the chance that I have to get on social media and use that as my tool to kind of climb the ladder a little bit and reach out to more and more people. I think my goal wasn't really sideline stuff. It was more hosting, or I wanted to bring something different to the industry. So I hopefully am doing that through humor.
When you started doing this on TikTok, were you doing it with, okay, there's going to be an end to this. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do videos and be able to show this to people. Like, this is what I'm good at. Or was it just all you doing something you love to do for fun and it just so happened to blow up?
Yeah, it pretty much was the latter. I didn't really plan on, like, the first video, the Big Ten video that took off for me. I didn't script that or anything. I just, you know, kind of came from the heart and put the video together and put it on TikTok, and someone else had put it on Twitter, and that's what blew up. And overnight it had 2 million views. I could not believe that many people wanted that kind of humor and that sports comedy, but I think we really needed it during COVID because sports were gone and nobody was really laughing about stuff. So I think it just was the right time, but I had no intention of doing the first couple TikToks that I did and having them reach that many people. Yeah, I think it just happened the way it needed to happen, but definitely wasn't on the top of my mind for sure.
When I watch your videos, I guess I think a little more granularly too about actually the effort you're putting into them. And sometimes you have all these different clothes and I'm like, does she have to buy all these team clothes for this video or these team hats? So, and are they now sending them to you to use? Like, what is that situation?
Yes. For the first couple of videos I had, the old Peyton Manning jerseys for the Colts and try to scrounge around and find random jerseys my brother used to have. And then for the rest of them, I'd tape on a logo. And then for a while, I bought a couple, or teams would give them to me. probably hoping I would be nicer to their team. But then some teams like the Jets, it just made sense to have a half taped on logo falling off. It just fit the vibe for them. So a lot of the time I didn't get jerseys, but then the teams kind of got smart because the fans would start commenting saying, you know, tagging the Bengals saying, you got to get her a shirt. Like, this looks ridiculous. We're not being well represented in the meeting. So then teams kind of got picked up on that and started sending me stuff. So I'm pretty sure I have a jersey for every team. I don't think there's one that I don't have one for. So
let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys for a second and what's happening there at running back. And Zeke is obviously not going to be there, but you know, what are they going to do in Dallas? Is it all going to be Tony Pollard even coming off the injury?
Yeah, I think I tweeted out too when Zeke was getting released that if anybody needed a good center, that would, you know, that's the time to pick up. I love Tony Pollard. I absolutely loved him. And I think the only reason he didn't get the credibility that he deserved was because when a franchise loves Zeke so much and their owner overpays him to stick around, the man still hasn't taken off the Cowboys from his social media sites, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that, really?
I don't know what's going on over there. I think a lot of the way, I think what you do is you test out, not test out because he's kind of already been tested, but give it, you know, put the weight of the team on Tony Pollard, see if he can handle it. Consider a backup. I have no problem in putting all my faith in Tony Pollard for sure.
Are you getting brands reaching out to you now to do big sponsorships? Because now you're like, you know, you're the cool new sports person. Is it just crazy when you get a call and they're like, hey, when I give you so many $1,000s to show up at this event?
It is pretty wild. Yes. I hopefully never will get to that influencer status where I'm taking that for granted. So the red carpet that I did with NFL Honors was with Xfinity. So bigger brands like that reaching out make me realize this is a big thing. So that's pretty cool. But I'm hopefully still staying grounded.
What about the Super Bowl? You went this last year, right?
I did.
First time?
No, this was my second Super Bowl. The first one was the Rams Bengals one the year before.
So when you go to the Super Bowl, I mean, especially your first one, because I've been to a couple too, and I was just like, wow, this is crazy. The Super Bowl is so cool. But then the second time you go, even though you're working, it's cool. But like, there aren't enough hardcore fans there for it to be like a great sporting experience. Do you back me up on that? Or are you like, you're kind of an idiot?
I would never say that to you. I see what you're saying. It's an atmosphere. All in its own. Like, I think the majority of fans that were in attendance wanted to see Rihanna last year, which kind of put a damper on the whole fan aspect of it. But I will say the Chiefs fans, I have an issue with because they just always find something wrong. They're in my DMs all the time. Like, oh, you didn't say this right. Okay, calm down. All right, you have Pat Mahomes. Eagles fans, on the other hand, are hilariously comical. I just love everything about them. And they were rowdy at the Super Bowl. I will tell you that. They definitely carried their weight there. So I think it depends on the fan bases that come to the Super Bowl. So I half agree with you on that.
I'll take it. Do you have a list of ideas in your phone about future bits that you want to do? How do you creatively come up or keep up with what you want to do and then find a time to do it?
A lot of it's following kind of the trends on social media and TikTok. There's so many, you know, there's a new trend every week. So I'll try to, and the hardest part about the content that I do is staying relevant to what's going on. So if I put out a video tomorrow, I have to know, you know, what happened in the Lakers game last night or whatever trending topic is happening to try and incorporate it into the video. So staying on top of the trends is really big. And I'll put some notes in my phone or like different NFL draft news that pops up. I'll put those notes in there for when I do my NFL draft video. Hint, hint, there will be a draft video. But yeah, it's just kind of always staying up with what's trending and what's happening on social media.
Are you feeling pressure because you have been such a success and your stuff has been seen a lot and shared a lot that you've got to maintain some level of quality? Like, is there a pressure there or are you still just free and easy? And if it happens, it happens.
There was more pressure, honestly, at the start when I first was doing, I did the conference videos after the Big Ten, because that was, you know, the first one did so well. I didn't want to decline from there, but now it's just gotten to the point where I'm having as much fun doing them as people are hopefully watching them. So, and I feel really confident with the content I put out and I know what people want now and I know what I can do for my aspect or for my side of things. So I try to just put out good content. Hopefully people keep liking it. If not, then I'll find something else to do, hopefully.
Have you had any, because I know you're doing work with Bally's right now. Have you had like a bunch of networks reach out and be like, hey, we want to actually hire you to be something and you're kind of just figuring out what you want to do? What's that situation right now?
Yeah, that's been the hardest thing with this job because, you know, the bigger the network is, the more I might limit the jokes I can make. And there's been some times where I did content with ESPN. I did a video for them with NFC East. And there were, I probably had 10 jokes that they had to take out because it wasn't, you know, a part of their image. Not that they were bad jokes, but they, and that's what's kind of funny about my content is it's borderline, you know, it's right on that line. Like, is this going to annoy somebody or is it funny? So, so that's been the tough thing with, you know, other networks. And I'm sure there is a way to fit me into it. We just have to figure that out. And Bally's has been great so far because they're very kind of chill and laid back with my content. So I'm definitely in talks with a lot of different people and networks and trying to work through how we can fit me in there.
Well, congratulations. It's really cool to see your success come off. You just put in the work and having an idea and staying consistent with it. I mean, that's the hardest thing is to have quality work done consistently, especially when it's, you have to be funny. And you've done it. I admire it. Congratulations on all of your success. And, you know, I'll be watching your videos and rooting you on, Annie. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Bye, Annie.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks, Annie, for coming on. You guys go follow her. Again, I was a fan before we got her on. Good get, Kevin.
Yep.
That's good. That's Kevin running. Running, just messaging people, being like, you want to come on?
Good old DMs.
That's crazy. Let's wrap it up here. Final thoughts, Kevin.
We've talked about it a lot already, the NBA playoffs. I'm excited. Celtics, you know, 2 seed. Big expectations, big hopes. But I'm not going to lie, I still just think the playoffs are a little too long.
I will agree with that.
Like, we still have to wait 2.5 months for the finals just to start. Yep. And I think we should make these first round. I like the play-ins. I'm good with those. But the first round's back to five games instead of seven.
What about three?
That would be even more fun.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Three, then five, then seven.
Love it.
Then
do it.
21.
21.
For the final. Yes. We still get our 2.5 months in, but it's just one marathon of a season.
Let's do it.
Reed, I'm going to come over to you.
All right.
Reed runs video for us now. He's been on the show a bunch, but Reed's had 9 jobs on the show so far. Yes. Making graphics, making the theme songs, now running videos. He's quietly the MVP here. Reed, what do you have?
All right, well, I'm still looking for a golf club, so I wanted to get your opinion. I'm looking at putters, but like a Scotty Cameron putter is like $450, and then, you know, you could get a Kmart putter that's like $150. But like, is there really that big of a difference between the two? Because I think you're paying for...
That's a great question.
I think you're paying for quality, like, last longer. But, like, I've seen dudes that'll go out there and absolutely crush me with, like, a $50 putter.
The answer is, for you, for us, for anybody even a little better than us, there probably is not a whole lot of difference. But it looks cool. It's the same reason we get nice shoes. So I'm not saying don't get a Scotty Cameron putter, but I know you're still trying to... I don't know, collect all your acorns so you can buy a set of clubs.
For sure.
I would not worry about paying $500 for a putter.
I feel that.
I would get a cheap putter or a $50 putter. I don't know if Kmart has good putters or not, but I would get a $50 putter that's going to be just fine. It's going to actually be good. My question, though, is more like, do I like the mallet? Do I like the... Because they're all the big... So you want the big one? You want the tall one? You want the grip to be
the grip,
fat in you?
Yeah.
A lot of preference.
And so when I got my latest putter from Cobra, it was one of those big head ones. Not a mat. The kind that you have to put the cover on that's like got the flap on it. Mm-hmm. Whatever that one is. And you know, I don't like that big of a putter. I do now. I still like the, we'll call it the mini golf putter.
Okay.
Just that shape. It's not just that one little blade. But I like that small, that just a little head better than I do the full one with the big line on it.
Yeah.
So to me, that's more of the question than how much should you spend, especially if you're just looking to buy clubs and you're not, you're on a budget, but you're not on a budget.
Yeah.
Meaning you don't want to spend a whole bunch. You can buy them, but you don't want to have to.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a semi-budget.
Yeah. So you got to worry about grips and grip sizes.
Putter, I wouldn't worry about that. Irons, I would worry about that.
Cool.
That's my answer there. And I'm going to go to jerseys in the NBA. They released the top 10 list. Who's number one? It's freaking LeBron.
Of course.
Again, the greatest player of all time. And he's still number one 20 years into the league. LeBron at one. Curry's at two. Tatum's at three. Giannis is at four. Luka's at five. KD's at six. Booker's at seven. Jaws at eight. Dame's at nine. And Kyrie is at 10. I am surprised that Kyrie is still at 10. That's probably the most surprising thing to me.
Yeah.
But I just want to shout out LeBron again. 20 years in the league, and the Lakers are going to win the whole thing. I've been saying it the whole time. But he's got the number one jersey. That's it. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks to Annie. Thanks to Reed. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Mike D. We'll blow our whistle. We'll get out of here. Follow us at 25 Whistles. Bye, buddy. See you next time. Theme song written by Bobby Bones and performed by Brandon Ray. Follow Brandon on socials at Brandon Ray Music. Thanks to our crew, segment producer at Kickoff Kevin, video producer at Reed Yarberry, and executive producer at Mike Destro. And most importantly, thank you for listening. I'm Bobby Bones. We'll talk to you next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.